Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Are you a good steward of your finances? That's the topic tonight. Come on, join the conversation. Tonight, ask yourself, am I a good manager of my finances? The power of money can both be a blessing and a curse if not managed properly. We have your tips tonight. Come on, jump on it, 917-889-3926, inside your Money Monday. Are you a good steward of your finances? Come on, let's talk about it. Here's Nightcap, superb. TMI Radio Live.
Turn the robots
in charge.
I love the way you move. Oh, I really think you got me.
Let me show you how you got me.
Send a text from me to you. Miss, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio. Go on, holler at him. As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject to all your friends.
Come over.
We're gonna start, girl.
Turn over.
I give you my all, girl.
I want you.
I want you.
You know I'm in the
I got your face on. I hate weight. Stainless steel countertop. Pearl and gray lace. Get on my way, mate. I guarantee your goody goodies and your mind safe. Gonna get you hurt,
babe.
Get it.
welcome to Money Monday. You are inside. Tonight's topic, are you a good steward of your finances? Are you a good steward of your finances? Are you going to be honest tonight? That's where it starts. We have tips to help you to become more effective. But first you have to realize you're not that effective. I think I could probably save a few more dollars if I could become a little more efficient. What about you? All the way live from Newark, Delaware tonight. Give it up for Toya inside this Money Monday. What's going on?
What's going on, TM? How are you this evening?
I'm good. It's just me and you right now. So good. Hey, would you consider, yes, you would have to be a pretty good steward of your money, though. You think so?
Sometimes, and sometimes I'm not, just like everyone else.
Yeah, I think it happens to the best of us. But, I mean, are you a shopaholic? Are you an impulse shopper?
No, I'm not. There was a time where I was, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah, I think I might still be somewhat.
I think so. We've been on a trip together, and I know how you spend.
Yeah, it's crazy. I try to discipline myself a little bit. I think I'm better today than I've ever been. But, yeah, still just a little impulse there. And I guess it depends on what it is, too. I think it depends on what it is. I don't know. Monday, May 23rd, 2011. Tonight, ask yourself, am I a good manager of my finances? The power of money can both be a blessing and a curse to you. It can both bless and curse you if not managed properly. A lot of people's goal is to make more money. But if you can't manage $10, can you manage $10 million? A lot of people want more. But what are you doing with what you already have? Are you being a good steward of that? $10 versus $10 million. Inside this Money Monday, are you a good steward of your finances? That's the topic tonight. We got Toya with finance coming up this hour. I think a lot of people just try to set themselves up, you know, at the end of the day. Because I think that's very true. If you can't really manage $100, how can you manage, you know, $100 million? Toya, that's like a hypothetical. Don't leave me out here all alone.
Well, I think some people, they want more money, not realizing the responsibility that comes with the money.
More money, more problems.
Right, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. I think people acquire more problems because they don't know how they should actually handle their money, not as far as paying bills and things of that sort. But what we talked about last night, your money's not for you to keep to yourself. You're supposed to be able to do good for others with that money, too. And when you don't do what you're supposed to with the money, that's when you come into problems because you can't just hold on to your money. You can't.
Anyway, you said it. A closed fist, you know, can't give anything away, but it also can't receive anything.
Right.
Gotta be a cheerful giver.
You'll find that, I've found that a lot of wealthy people that I've been in contact, especially with over the past few months, a lot of them say once they actually acquired the money and they worked hard and they got the money, it really didn't mean that much to them anymore. They had it. Now they just wanted to give it away, you know. So those are people that have good hearts, and their intentions weren't just to have money just so they could live a good life. They already had the intention on, well, when I get to where I want to be, or even before I get to where I want to be, I want to help others also in the process and even after I make it. So, you know, if you don't have good intentions on what you're going to do with the money once you get it, then when you get it, you're not going to get any good from it. So.
No earthly good. Cash it. Dollar season. We'll be right back. Junior's World. Welcome to the show. Hanging out live from Tampa tonight, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, along with Toya, Newark, Delaware, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey, 45 minutes left in this show. We're going to reduce it down to an hour tonight. We're going to hit it and quit it. 917-889-3926. In and out tonight. Again, just some tips to help you to get it together. What is a good steward, first of all? You know, a steward, someone who takes care of those things that's been assigned to them. You know, a good steward over the things you're responsible for. You know, that's responsibility of, you know, finances, you know, property, people. Are you a good steward? Do you take care of those things that have been bestowed unto you? I think I could probably do a little bit better just overall with organization. I think I probably said that before. Got a lot going on, and you know, I could probably benefit from being a little bit more organized. You know, overall, I think I probably spend less. You know, I just asked that. I think Toya was an impulse shopper. You know, I think I'm an impulse shopper to a certain degree. What about you? hit us up, tell us your thoughts. 917-889-3926. Tonight we have tips to help you to become more effective at stewardship. What is stewardship? You know, simply just being responsible for those things that have been bestowed on to you. Again, hit us up, 917-889-3926. A good steward and tips and insight for top performance, you know, prosperity, you know, just overall, you know, be thankful for what you have. You know, we are so richly blessed here in the United States. You know, we have more than we realize, you know, and what we feel we are missing is riches beyond what most, you know, could never even think about. So, you know, what exactly are we in need for? You know, probably nothing at the end of the day. You know, this is hard to remember. This is hard, but you got to remember, you know, cash, you know, it comes, it goes. But are you saving a dollar? Are you really saving for a rainy day? Or are you splurging? Most people splurge, and we don't even really have it to splurge. Let's get real. Let's be better stewards with the things that we have. Toya, have you, you said that you splurge like everybody else, but the tips that you bring us on a consistent basis, you know, it says to me that you're more conscious of spending than the norm.
I think that is partly because in my earlier days, when I was a youngster, I always had money to just spend, like with no problem, no questions asked. It didn't, you know, matter what I was spending on, or I could always get more. So I was able to do all of that at an early age, just spend. Like it was, yeah, like it was just nothing, you know. But when you actually have to start working for your own, it's a little different. And I guess also as I started getting older, I think after I had my daughter, I realized that, okay, now I need to start thinking about her future, because if something happens to me or happens to her father, I need to make sure that she'll be taken care of. So that's when I really started taking my finances seriously. And all that spin, had to stop. You know, when you've had, I mean, people are really materialistic. I've been in all types of cars, worn all types of labels, done all types of things. And, you know, once you get mature enough, you realize none of that really matters. You know, as long as you have a roof over your head, clothes on your back, you're able to eat and not worry about what the next day is going to bring because you're okay. You know, you don't really care about those materialistic things. So, you know, once I started taking classes and being around people who had money, you kind of realize what their habits are and how they get the money and keep the money that they have, and kind of adapt to what it is that, you know, they're doing in their lifestyle. Because if you want a certain lifestyle, you know, you can't achieve it doing what you want to do. You got to kind of discipline yourself. And that's what I started doing, disciplining myself. You know, I realize if I want things and want to be, you know, I want to be able to do things, more things for more people, I've got to make changes. So, you know, just started applying some of the things that I was learning, sat back and watched the moves that some of the people that actually have it and worked for it and didn't want to lose it. They have to build from scratch again, because a lot of people attain things, but then they lose it because they're sloppy with their money, no discipline, and they have to start over again. And that's not something that I want to do. So I figure I'm still young, I think 32 years old. I work hard for the next 5 years and not have to work hard, you know, for the rest of my life. I can sacrifice now, you know, delayed gratification. Sacrifice now, and then I'll be able to enjoy it forever. You know, it's just a few years. I'm okay. So that's what I'm working on. Sacrificing now so that I can enjoy.
Sacrifice now so you can enjoy it. I think that's a great tip.
I don't want to do it wastefully. So, you know, they can continue to enjoy, but they'll also have to work for the rest of their lives. I'm not
going
to have to do that. I'm not going to do that. You know, so I'll make changes now so I don't have to do it later.
Hey, prepare now, and you don't have to worry about later. That's a good money tip. We'll be right back.
love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh.
When you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes. And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
She's so bright, dance with the stars.
And I always take
her. Yeah, when the lights fade. Bitch, you don't love me no more. I'm at the end, babe. Going the wrong way. And I don't know where to go. I'm on a new way. Tomorrow's too late. Bitch, you don't love me no more.
You got me.
Yeah.
Standing on the verge.
Love create walls. I got wounds and scars. The strobe lights are dancing. Dancing with the stars. But what happened to us? What happened because the rain is coming down? Now we trapped in the storm. And I step right out of her spotlight and into the strobe light. I don't need your light.
Point that you did make is, you know, if you're constantly swiping, you have no idea where your money is going. And because you don't have a sense of actually losing that money, actually taking the cash out of your hand and giving it to someone else, you have no idea how much you're spending. I mean, if you were to take cash to a store opposed to taking your credit card, you'll spend a whole lot less because you have to track what you're spending. You have to go on with a plan, a list. Otherwise, you'll overspend and you won't have the cash to spend, you know, at the register. So that's a really good point. When you're actually swiping, you have no idea where your money is going unless you, of course, have a list and, you know, you know exactly what it is that you're going in to buy. But if you're just throwing things in carts or throwing things in bags and you're not tracking where your money is going, you have no idea. And most people don't know because of the convenience of credit cards and debit cards. People have no idea where their money is going. People don't balance checkbooks anymore because everything is done, you know, electronically. Everybody has a debit card, a swipe in plastic. People have no clue at all. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I think people downplay a lot, you know, on something that's real simplistic, borrow books, DVDs, and CDs from the library instead of buying them. Don't front on a library.
Free. It is
don't
free. I mean, I have plenty of books that I buy. You read them one time, and then they go on the shelf, I guess, for show. Show people what you
right.
read. I don't know. But you don't use them.
It's an illusion.
Yeah, and
like
a lot of times
smart.
Someone else I use, yeah. So, you know, I've got books laying around here, but what am I going to do with them? I'm not going to sell them. I guess
right.
they are for sale.
Right. Another one that we take for granted, but depending on where you live, because, you know, I'm in the city and they're everywhere, avoid using payday lenders and check cash services. They're no good. You know, it's ridiculous to pay interest on your money. Avoid those payday lenders and check cashing services.
And you'll usually find those in lower income neighborhoods more often than you do in higher income neighborhoods. And that's I was actually reading a study on that about a month or two ago about that. And the interest rate people pay and that they're, like, spending, their turnover is, like, hundreds of percent because most people who take out those loans never pay them when they're due. So they end
mm-hmm.
up paying hundreds and hundreds of percent on top of what they've actually borrowed
mm-hmm.
because they never pay it when it's due. So.
It's real. Always read your financial documents and agreements before signing them. That's something that I think sometimes we are in such of a rush or such of a bind, you know, to get money. You know, we'll kind of sign our life away. Just give me the money. You know, I'll sign. You know, read that stuff before you sign it. You know, you could be signing something to say, you know, that you're going to give away your house and car. You know what, for $25? Get out of here. You know, and hey, if your employer will match the amount of money you contribute to a retirement program or a retirement account or, you know, a 401k account, you know, make sure you contribute enough to receive the full benefit, you know, of that particular match. There aren't too many companies that's matching anymore. You know, for those companies that are matching, make sure you max out and get the full benefit. We're just trying to help you to be a better steward of the things that you're responsible for, like your finances. Hit us up, 917-893-3926. Spend 1 hour today, tomorrow maybe, unless it's kind of late. Organizing your financial files, you know, we're just trying to help you to be a better steward. Coming up, finance with Toya live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. Let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits, 5356. I know that number. Introduce yourself. Tell us where you're calling from.
What's up, man? You sincere?
It's cracking, homie.
Hey, sincere.
Are you a good steward of your finances, sincere?
From time to time.
Time to time.
For real.
I don't think tipping strippers counts as being a good steward, so I'm going to say from time to time.
You give it back. You give it back. Charitable contribution.
I know
don't
every stripper
stop.
I've tipped is not going to school trying to pay for tuition, so...
That's real. Hey, got one man sincere hanging out. Toya hanging out. Up next, finance. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. Jagged Edge, baby.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby.
Tonight we've been talking about being a good steward. of your finances. I just wanted to touch a little bit on tithing and giving. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday evening during our conversation for the night, but I just wanted to touch on it again. Terrence, the one thing that I do like is that you, in the beginning of the show, you made sure everyone knew the definition of a steward. A lot of people think that a steward is an owner of, and a steward is not. It's like an old English word, if I'm not mistaken, which means manager. And people need to realize that the money that you obtain and the money that you do earn by working is not necessarily your money. You're here to do good for others. You know, if you are a Christian or you have some type of spiritual religious background, you know that you are supposed to give. And that's one of the things you learn, especially as far as money is concerned. You're supposed to give a tenth of what it is that you make. And a lot of people have a problem with, you know, giving their money away, their hard-earned money. But if you look at it at the, from the perspective that you are not the owner of the money, you're the steward of the Lord's money, then it makes it a little easier to actually give away the money. When you do good for others, it always comes back to you. It may not necessarily come back to you in finances and monetary value, but you'll always get something from what you give. You shouldn't give with the expectation of receiving something, but you should always give out of the goodness of your heart to help other people. And tithing, of course, for those of you who don't know, tithing is a tenth of your increase, a tenth of what you make. And that should be the first thing you do with your money. When you get paid, when you receive any type of money, you should be giving 10% to the Lord's cause. And if you're not a religious or spiritual person, you give 10% to charity. But you should always give a portion of what you receive because you're in a good health. You can actually do something with the money to help other people, whereas someone else may not be in a position to do that. So that's the first thing you should do. Always, you know, give your first fruits right off the top. Once you've actually done that, that being a good steward of your own finances, you should be applying the principle that you should be paying everything on time. You're given good health, you're given a place to stay, you're given a place, you're given a place to stay, you have food to eat, clothes on your back, you can take care of you and your family. Well, most of us can. Even those who can't, you still are blessed in some sort of way. So you need to be very mindful of what it is that you're doing with your money. But always remember to tithe and give charitable contributions to some type of good cause. Again, don't give with the expectation of receiving something in return, but give because it's the right thing to do. Why do you want to give so often? You want to give because it makes you more Christ-like. A spiritually mature Christian or a spiritually mature person will give out of the goodness of their heart because that's what you should do. So, you know, the best thing to do, instructions for giving, is give your tenth right off the top. Make sure you pay, you know, your bills and make sure you save. Terrence, you touched on taking advantage of 401ks, especially if you have an employer that's matching your contributions. You should always take advantage of that. But saving money, budgeting properly, all of those things are something that you should be doing. They're something that you should be doing to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a position that if something was to happen, you can't take care of yourself or your family. So, again, always give, take care of home, and save. Put yourself in a position so that later on down the line, you will be taken care of and you don't have to work as hard for it. So, you know, build wealth and give. Those are my tips. So it's even build wealth and give, give, give. Remember, the more you do for other people, the better it is for you, not as far as monetary value is concerned, but as far as your spiritual growth and your personal growth. That's what it's for. So give, 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 give.
Give, 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 give. Toya, all the way live from Newark, Delaware tonight with finance. Somebody actually wanted to comment doing your finance segment. Area code 757, last four digits, 9598. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is James calling out of Virginia Beach. What's going on, everybody?
It's cracking, homie.
Hey.
Wanted to comment on are you a good steward of your finances tonight, sir?
Well, yeah, interestingly enough, I heard Toya when she was saying about the 10% and to tithe and give the 10% to a, you know, a worthy cause, a charity, a church or whatever. But actually, from what I've learned about finances, is you're supposed to pay yourself 10% first. 10% of everything that you earn belongs to you. And I think a lot of us, first and foremost, aren't taking time to recognize ourselves that, you know, we need to pay ourselves before we go out and spend it all up and give it away.
Yep. I actually just mentioned that as a tip a little while ago, that you absolutely need to learn how to pay yourself before anything. But I think, you know, I think 10% of your overall, you know, gross, you know, is also due, you know, unto God. If your faith is aligned that way.
No, I'm saying, definitely. I'm not negating that. You know, charity, good causes, and all of that. That definitely you should do that. But, you know, it makes it a lot easier if you cast your stone and make sure that you pay yourself at least 10% of all of you make first and put that to the side. That's not for emergencies or anything. That's simply there to begin building your own personal, let's say, opportunity basket.
And you absolutely.
As if it is what it is, gold, you should guard it from loss. You know, it's not for anything except for if an opportunity comes along and not, let's say, an opportunity that's brought to you from a friend from work telling you about a great stock tip and you go and take this money and throw it into that. Definitely a worthy investment in order to make your money grow, you know.
James, you're a smart man. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Travel through the stars.
PM Hunter Radio Live. That was TMG, Take You Higher. Thanks for joining us this evening, this Monday. Money Monday, I should say. We're just talking about, are you a good steward or your finances? And I actually wanted to respond to James's comment as far as putting the 10% away, not for emergency, but just 10% to put away just for you to have for, I don't know, whatever the reason is. But actually, if you think about it, you're just putting 10% away, and you're putting that 10% away, and you're not completely debt-free, and you don't have an emergency fund, you're going to end up spending or losing that 10% that you're putting away, whatever that fund may be. Regardless, you're going to end up losing that money, because if you can't take care of your home, if you can't, if something happens, you don't have an emergency fund, you're going to have to dip into that money. So what you should be doing, actually, is establish an emergency fund first, snowballing all your debt, paying that off. Then you need to put at least 6 months' expenses into savings to have a fully funded emergency fund. And then from there, you can start investing 10 to 15% into savings and stocks and retirement plans. But as far as just putting 10% away, if you've got a bunch of debt, putting that 10% away to save for yourself is not helping you if you're not paying off your debt. Now, if you're debt-free, with the exception of maybe a mortgage or what have you, just putting the money away and it's sitting there, it's not helping you if you're still accumulating debt, if you still have debt there, if you don't have an emergency fund, it's not helping you at all.
Well, no, what I was actually saying is, aside from all of your bills, all of your debt, everything that you need and that you're supposed to take care of as far as responsibility, that's what the majority of your money is going to go to, living expenses and things of that nature. What I'm expressing is, that 10% is your, that's to represent you. That's to help you build a currency, let's say a money magnet, if you will. Money attracts money. If you continue to save that 10%, now, saving alone, like we already know, is not going to be enough if someone has a mentality that they want to become rich or wealthy. And first off, it starts, you know, as far as rich. Rich is not the number in your bank account. It's a mentality first.
Mm-hmm.
Poor is a mentality. Now,
yeah, I agree
poor,
with that.
Poor is different from being broke. A rich person can be broke, but they can't be poor. Poor is a mentality. Poor can't be fixed. You have to be
able to change your
mentality and your behaviors out of poorness so that you can become rich in your mentality and look forward to becoming wealthy. Wealth is a mentality in its own. So as we look at that and we go ahead and apply it to our money, to save that 10% is not something that I'm going to say I'm going to negate this week. When I get paid this week, I'm going to take my 10%, I'm going to put that to the side, and I should do that each and every time that I get paid or I receive a profit from a venture or anything. I have to put that 10% to the side. It's such as if I walk past a stream on my way to work every day and I decide that I'm going to throw a stone into that stream, and let's say I go past that point, I walk by the stream, and I don't cast my stone today. I don't say I'm going to cast my stone tomorrow. I need to immediately go back and cast my stream today, because that's when it counts. It's not going to count if I throw two stones in tomorrow.
Let us pause for a minute to welcome the beloved Domare all the way live from Chesapeake tonight. Welcome to the show.
Kitty.
Domare.
Hey, we also have Sincere hanging out live from Virginia Beach. We got quite a few people hanging out just listening tonight on the line. Let's go to Washington, D.C., area code 202, last four digits, 5055. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. This is a wonderful show. I really
thank
like
you.
Listening to you guys. Now,
thank
I,
you very
I
much.
Because I didn't get the topic of the show, but I heard a young man speaking about casting stones, and what was he talking about?
Tonight's topic is, are you a good steward of your finances? And we were actually talking about just what to do with your money. So actually, that was James out of Norfolk, Virginia, you heard. So, James, actually, elaborate on your comment about casting stones.
Well, what I was saying about casting a stone is it's a behavior. It's like if I say that, let's say I on my way to work every day, I pass a certain area, it's a stream, and I say I'm going to throw a rock into this river every day when I go past it. Let's say one day I happen to get past the river and I didn't cast my stone. I'm not going to say to myself, well, I can throw two stones in tomorrow. I need to go back and immediately do that today. Because that, you know, that we're supposed to do, we have to do it now. We can't wait until tomorrow or put off what we're supposed to do today for tomorrow. The actions only count today. So saving money is the same way. You have to consistently save your money or put that money to the side like you said you were going to do, and don't let anything else come before that. And I'm not saying, like what Toya was saying, that's aside from the rest of your, you know, life necessities, you know, money that you need to live. But you can't allow your living expenses to take away from that money that you put to the side for yourself, because you must pay yourself first, or else you're going to look up one day, you will have nothing. And
yeah,
I know this.
And see, experience. That's what we've got to understand when it comes to finances and being a good steward. In order to really protect your household, you have to have a mindset in which you really understand stewardship and you understand the power of money. You know, the question is, have you thought about creating an emergency fund for yourself or your family? You know, I think that's twofold. You know, sometimes you need a getaway plan for somebody who's in a bad situation, right? I mean, that's the reality. You know, some people have emergency funds for their families. Some people have it for themselves. You know, but then you have to save for yourself. You know, then you have to focus on trying to get out of debt. I mean, come on. We got to be smarter. You know.
Well, if you were a good steward with your money in the first place, you wouldn't be in debt to get out of debt. And what I wasn't saying that you shouldn't save money and put money to the side for yourself. But what you, first of all, I don't think that you should pay yourself first. I think what you should be doing is giving that money to where it should go first, and that's to the Lord's cause. That's just my opinion. And then once you do that, if you don't have any debt, because typically you shouldn't have any debt at all, including a mortgage. If you did what you were supposed to and you were living off a cash basis like you should and not off of credit and loans and credit lines and things of that sort, you wouldn't have to worry about putting money aside for yourself, because the money that you earn would be your money. You wouldn't have that issue. So,
but that's
not
most people's reality.
But it can be everyone's reality. It can be everyone's reality if you discipline yourself enough to be able to do that. And a lot of people think that it's not, you can't do it, or it's not attainable, you can't reach that goal, but you can. If you just put aside the fact that you don't have to use credit for everything, and you don't have to, you know, borrow money from someone else to do what you need to do. All the money that you earn is your money. You don't owe anyone, so you don't have to worry about putting money to the side because it is your money.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
so,
not everybody.
I'm sorry, James. Our guest from Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Meadow.
I was just
saying that not everybody can have that money. You know, some people only make $7 an hour. You can't save on that.
You
can't
save on
that.
You can save
on
whatever you make.
You can pay for your place to stay, and even at $7 an hour, you may not qualify for special services. So sometimes that money is just going straight to bills and paying for your household, and it leaves nothing to save.
And well, that's something that we touched on a couple of shows ago, is that everyone gets comfortable with, you know, that $7 or what you can or cannot qualify for. You can get yourself out of that position. It's your drive and what you're willing to do to get out of that position. You can save from $7 an hour. You don't have to make your $7 an hour. You have the potential to earn a whole lot more. It's what you're willing to do to get the money and get yourself out of the situation you're in to better yourself and your circumstances.
Where do you start at?
Whether 50 cents,
$10, $100,000. Everyone is broke on a different level. It doesn't matter how much you make. It's what you, it's your discipline and what you decide you're going to do with that money. So James,
I think she just asked a good question, Toya. You know what? I think that's, I mean, a very real question. Where do you start? If you make $7 an hour, where do you start?
Where do you start? You start by sitting down. You write out every single thing you spend your money on. Every single thing.
I do that.
It's basic as sitting down. You write out every single thing you spend your money on. You find out where you can cut funds. A lot of people waste money going out to eat. You can make $7 an hour and be spending $4 of it on going out to eat or doing things that you don't need to do because you're not delaying your gratification. You want to do something now opposed to waiting until later. A lot of people make that mistake as well. So it starts with you just having a basic plan. You have to plan to get out of it.
Well, like with my budget, I only have $83 left after everything. $83,
okay.
That's it.
$83, and you can't take $8.30 of that and put it to the side?
But how much of an impact does that make?
How much does it make over time? It can make a lot of money. If you have $83, whether it's $83 a week, $83 a month, if you take 10% of that and put it to the side over time, it's going to build up. And then from there, once you accumulate a certain amount, you can roll that into some type of mutual fund. There's mutual funds where you can get 12 to 15%. Rate back on your funds if you do your research. You have to start somewhere. So even though $8 may not seem a lot, $8 over a small period or even a long period of time will turn into a nice lump sum of money.
This is a great conversation. This is a great conversation. I think it's a real conversation. Stand by for me, everybody. You're inside Money Monday, Monday, March 23rd. Tonight, ask yourself, am I a good steward of my finances? Even with $83 left over, folks, what can we do to improve our quality of life? We'll keep this conversation going. You're in tune to TM Hop Radio Live.
TM Hop Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hop Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hop Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm coming. You just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life's hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. But then my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that. I'll never be without you, my faith so strong. I never ever doubt you, the God's in me. And you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know there's a purpose. Home is our earthless, and I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you
PM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us again this Monday evening. Have a good conversation going on tonight. Just talking about, are you a good steward of your finances? How are you actually handling your money? We've got Sincero on the line. We have James on the line. And, of course, we have TM himself and Bill Mayer online, as well as myself, out of Delaware. Now, we have a caller online from D.C., and I'm sorry, I didn't get your name when you first came on. Could you give us your name again, please?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn. Okay, Dawn. Before we went to the break, you were saying that you don't have a lot of money. You can't see yourself saving because of the money that you do have, and you wanted to know what you can actually do to start saving and moving towards becoming debt-free and actually having money in the bank. It's not that it's simple. It's going to take hard work, but it can be done. Anybody that makes any type of money has the potential to put money to the side, has the potential to pay off bills, and has the potential to be debt-free and actually keep all of the money that they make in their pocket. It's just how you go about doing it. I'm more than willing to help you do that. I'd have to talk to you off-air to go through everything with you, but it starts with a plan, and unless you sit down and write it out and actually make a plan for yourself as to what you're going to do, you'll never be able to get to the point. So I'm more than willing to help you out with what I've learned.
I'll actually just throw it out to say, you know, we have somebody that actually just texted in, you know, Dawn, that you could create a new income stream altogether, you know, with an example of like Avon or multi-level marketing to diversify or to add income. And I'm sure you know that and you've heard that before, you know, but in this day and age, you know, I think the multi-level marketing, which is not, you know, pyramid schemes and those kind of things, stuffing envelopes. No, we're not talking about those things. There are some real legitimate, you know, organizations that may require an investment, you know, but, you know, when if you're really focused on, you know, generating extra revenue, you know, they have ways to absolutely make that happen. If you can send us an email, Dawn, we'll have Toya to get you some information that can really help you, because I hear the sincerity in your voice, and we want to get you some help. Shoot us an email to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and Toya will absolutely work with you hand in hand. She delivers great finance tips to us every Monday, and I'm sure she can help you to come up with a plan.
I like that.
We would love to do that for you.
$80 for a month after you pay your bills, that's nothing to live on.
Right.
Really not.
No, absolutely.
We can make it something to live on, and we can make it work for you.
That's what I was saying. Pretty much about that stone that you cast, that's the behavior that you'll have to exhibit with your savings. You'll have to look at that money that you have overall and take that 10% and allow it to build and grow so that it'll be enough for you to make a next move with financially. But you have to grow that first, and that will attract the opportunities that you need in order to advance yourself financially. But first, like we know, you have to be in position. Things typically take an investment of some sort. And like you say, you're looking at your $83. You're like, that's not enough to really go ahead and become an Amway, an Avon, or part of a multi-level thing right now. But if you consistently save that and grow that, then you'll be able to make that next move. And the next move that you make, don't make it like a foolish move. Don't just trust a baker that says he's going to buy some diamonds in Africa. You know, you would go to a jeweler or an expert in the field of diamonds in order to make an investment like that. So, like you say, you sit down with Toya, an expert in the field, and she can show you what to do after you save some money. You
know? Absolutely. Okay. Sincere out in Virginia Beach had a comment as well.
I mean, I want to say this. I mean, to go back to the whole tithe thing, I mean, for everybody who know me, know the kind of person I am, but for those who don't know me, I was raised by my grandmother, and I was always raised to that 10% of your income is already set aside for God. And, I mean, and I give and I give and I give, and I understand where, I think her name is Dawn, I understand where she's coming from, because my grandmother raised me and 10 other grandchildren off of Social Security. And if it wasn't for people helping my grandmother, she would have never made it out of the situation. So, I'm going to go out and say that once Toya talk to you and help you or whatever, I know that you don't have it. So what you can't save, once you and Toya get together and y'all set up an account, I put $100 a month in the account for you. And that'll be your nest egg.
Oh, that's powerful right there, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Dawn. See, you in the right place at the right time tonight, my friend.
I can't say anything.
Hey, it's okay. We're going to say something. Thanks for listening to this program. Hey, Sincere, you are a true example right there. Toya, let's hold him accountable. Get his bank account information so we can get that $100 to our friend Dawn in Washington, D.C.
Hey, that's easy. Easy.
Hey, we appreciate that. Hey, the power of this program is, I mean, we're not perfect people, right? But we got hearts that are turned towards God. We're not scared to say it, because at the end of the day, God has been good to us. We're upwardly mobile people, you know, gainfully employed people, and we just want to see other people prosper, you know. And if somebody can come on this show and say, you know, I make $7 an hour, I can't see the light, we want to help you to see the light. We're in this thing together. Dawn, Washington, D.C., we love you. We're rooting for you. Hey, stand by, my friend, okay? I'm going to get you and Toya connected. 917-889-3926. If you're just tuned into the show, guess what? We almost threw the towel in early tonight, but people started popping up on the line, and that was popping for show. We got Domia live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. We got my man Sincere, Virginia Beach. Wow. Dawn, where did you go? Call us back, Dawn. We got James live out of VA tonight. We got Tampa in the building. We got Atlanta in the building. New York, I see you out there. L.A., I see you out there. Hey, thanks for rocking, everybody. You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. This is Coco Jones. It's called Get It Girl, TM Hammer Radio Live. Tap, 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 it, girl. Again, TM Hammer Radio Live. Get it, girl. Coco Jones. Hey, I'm loving this show. I listen to this program anytime. We got the coolest guests, and I'm loving it. Ace and Sid, that was all right, bro. We got Dawn back. Dawn, you still with us, right? Dawn from D.C., you still with us?
Uh-oh.
All right. If we lost her, hopefully she'll hit us up on email. But this is the coolest program. I like this show. If you just tuned in, are you a good steward of your finances? That's our topic tonight. We had a guest to call in from Washington, D.C. Says she makes about $7 an hour. And once all of her bills are paid, she only has about $83 left. Toya said she's going to work with her, help her to come up with a plan. Sincere said after that plan's established, he'll put $100 in her account, help her to execute that plan. Doesn't get no better than that. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Hey, man, you didn't missed it.
I can tell I missed it.
Recap,
giving away money? What the hell? I need money, Sincere. What's up? I mean, I work for it.
You all right?
Recap that for us.
Well, the conversation just started off with Terrence and I sounded just as tired. We've been on the phone with Sincere and James. Terrence and I, we just all, you know, just were discussing being a good steward of your finances. I talked about giving you 10% to the Lord's cause or to charity and helping other people out. James talked about building the habit of always paying yourself, so putting that 10% aside. Sincere, you know, talked about, you know, being raised and being taught to give your 10% tithes, but also being one of, I can't remember how many grandchildren that being raised in his grandmother's home. He also understands that the caller, she's going through something, which is she doesn't have enough money. She has just enough money to make ends meet and not enough to do anything else with. I told her there is something you can do. All you have to do is make a plan for it. James spoke on a little bit more. Tim spoke on a little bit more. Sincere stepped up and said once we get that plan rolling, he's offering to help her out with her plan and becoming financially free and debt-free by at least giving her that starting point of $100. So that's where we are.
I even had someone to text in a tip, you know, pretty much to say that, you know, you can start up, you know, Avon is as small as $10, to kind of build your revenue.
Avon ain't a good one to start with. I mean, like, Avon is something you start with, and I can speak that from personal experience. The thing is, with Avon, you got to be out there. Like, you have to be able to talk, put your products out there and follow up and all that stuff. Because, yeah, it does start out with $10, but what they don't tell you is after that initial $10, you got to pay $200 for your starter kit. But then after that, you have to still buy products. And, you know, test the products and make baskets and all this stuff, you know, and present it to the people. But the thing is, Avon does sell its stuff. It's just you got to get your leads and your customers together.
Well, that's good information. I got some experts some experts hanging out on the line tonight. So I'm going to pose this question that just came in over the wire. Great feedback coming in tonight. But what kind of suggestions could you give a person that was practicing stewardship and due to the conditions of the economy, what type of plan would you recommend to rebuild? So that sounds like if someone, you know, was in the swing of stewardship but maybe got laid off of their job, you know, or maybe just don't have the money anymore, you know, how can you rebound? And I'm going to open it up to my panel.
You gotta cut ties. You gotta, like, for real, it's almost like starting over. Whenever, like, if you lose a job or, like, a life-changing event that pretty much, like, throws you into a standstill, your best thing to do at that point is drop all dead weight, regardless of what that is, whether it be a person or, you know, you say you got people living in your house that are willing, that are able to work but aren't working, you need to get them out. You know, say like you need to cut all your dead weight away and look at it as a new start. No different than when you get a new job. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people, like I know what I've done myself is pretty much going after what I knew I wanted. Like looking, it's almost like tunnel vision. It's like placing what you want at the end of that road and not really caring what you got to do to get to that thing at the end of the road. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you have like the young lady, you saying she said, what, maybe $7 an hour or whatever, you may want to get a side hustle that doesn't involve you having to have upfront money.
Well, do you consider yourself a good steward?
Yeah, I do, but like you know what, I can again from experience. Like when I had to stop working, when you know last year, I had money saved up. I had the savings to the side and enough money to cover this and this and that. But once that money stopped and I didn't know exactly where it was going to come from again. I took, like, for instance, all my income tax money that I got last year. I paid all my utilities up front for months. Now, it did burn me in the end of it because then that gave the companies enough room to adjust and charge as they pleased. However, it still kept me afloat for a couple of months. But the thing was, there was no backup to the backup. You know what I'm saying? So it still led me to have to hustle. That's how I learned that the Avon game was not too, you know, it wasn't as sweet as they make
profitable.
It seem.
Right.
You know,
right.
And because I did that, I said, okay, you know what, let me go ahead and try to create some other revenue while I'm sitting here trying to figure out what these people are going to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before even knowing whether I was going to go back to work or got one set of doctors telling me I'm going back to work, another set of doctors telling me, you know, no, you're going to have your whole spine replaced. You know, so it's just like a iffy
right.
moment. So it's like, when, you know, and people go through that every day, not just me, you know what I'm saying? All age ranges go through that.
Sincere, somebody trying to rebuild, take a blow by the economy. You was once a good steward. You're trying to rebuild. How do you do that?
I mean, you really have to figure out what your purpose is. I mean, find out what your true purpose in life. I mean, that's kind of what got me to the point where I'm at. I mean, I'm like an example of everything that's been preached to me for all these years. If you pay your tithes, if you give back, if you do this, God will give you way more than what you're asking for. And every situation that I've went into, I've always been a devout Christian, so to say. I mean, not saying I'm without sin or anything like that, but I try. I pay my tithes. Even when I didn't go to church, my tithes went to church. But through everything I'd done, I would go into a situation and I would expect X, Y, and Z. But when I got into that business meeting, it was way above and beyond what I was expecting to get out of it. I mean, and I with each situation, I set goals for myself. And I keep going and I keep going. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Avon and Amway and all that. I mean, because I look at those things as like lottery tickets. They like get rich quick schemes. I'm into different investments. I mean, I'm really like buying stock, getting a CD. I mean, letting things mature. I'm not the get rich quick schemes is just like fail. So I mean, actually sit down and whatever nest egg you have, if you have a savings, go over your savings. Maybe you have an idea that you just don't have the money for, but you don't know the people to talk to get the money for. I mean, there's a billion idiots with $1 billion, and they don't know what to spend their money on because they don't think. They just inherited all this money, and they're looking for somebody with a great idea to spend their money on. So I just took advantage of all of these billionaires that are idiots with a bunch of money and a whole bunch of time and don't know what to spend it on. And I'm a business off of these people. I tell them, look, this is what you can do with your money. This is what I can do with your money. and show them how we can turn a profit. And nothing is short term. Everything is long term. No quick fix, because there is no quick fix to anything in life. Anything fast, die fast.
Yeah, that's real. There are no quick fixes in life. Just another tip for you. You need to write down at least one financial goal you intend to achieve, you know, by the end of next week. You know, not achieve the goal, but write it down. Identify a goal financially. You know, again, I mentioned this earlier. Spend 1 hour tomorrow, tonight if you're not too tired, organizing your financial files. You know, come on. You got to get organized. You know, and a tip for those who like to swipe that ATM card, you know, only withdraw cash from ATMs that don't charge you a fee. We got to work smarter. And we'll be right back, everybody. Entertainment and national news coming to you live out of Charlotte with CeeLo. Hey, the Craig Lewis Band, Real Life. We'll be right back with CeeLo. Entertainment National News, live out of Charlotte.
morning time. How do you people do? It is May 23rd, 2011. Your entertainment and national news. I want to start out with one of my favorite guys, 50 Cent. Now, I know I told you guys, like, he's been in the news a lot lately, but this time he's in the news because he's going to be playing in the new drama, Freelancers, where he plays the son of a slain New York Police Department officer. And so he's supposed to, like, join, like, this rogue group of cops, and we're going to, you know, see how that turns out. Because I'm not sure if it's going to – I think it's going to be a TV series. But I'm not really clear because they say it as a drama. They never really say whether it's going to be a full-on movie or whether it's going to be a TV series. But I know that it is going to be part of the deal that he had struck with Lionsgate. So we're going to see a lot from 50 Cent. Big up, you know. I'm waiting, 50. Don't even worry about it, baby. I'm right here. Anyway, okay, so look, the tornadoes, you know, they've been ripping throughout the South like for the last couple of
weeks.
And sadly, I report that, you know, the death toll in the Missouri tornado is 116. Excuse me. And they're saying that this is the deadliest tornado since 1950, like, you know, to have that many casualties. So, you know, again, our heart. So condolences go out to those who lost families and also, you know, to those people who are affected by it. Now, on to some other news. This was a story that I was a little confused about, and maybe you guys, I would love for feedback on this. This can be an interactive moment. There was a young girl who went on a field trip with her classmates, right? Well, two other classmates engaged in having in sexual acts. The girl saw it, but she didn't report it, you know, right then, you know, not during the field trip. When she got home, she told her mom about it, and then her mom reported it. Well, do you know the girl got suspended from school as well as the two students that had sex? Can anybody tell me where that's logical? Well, they said that she should have told them while on the trip. And I kind of agreed with the child. I kind of agree with the child. The girl didn't tell while on the trip because she was fearful of, you know, repercussions or what have you. I mean, because they still had to go back home, you know. But, yeah, she got suspended for not telling she saw other students have sex. I don't know. What y'all think about that?
Well, like, isn't a voyeur participating in sex if they just sit on the side and watch?
But she didn't sit on the side and watch. She just saw it, and she kept it moving. Like, she didn't sit there and watch them do it. She said she just saw it.
We probably need more information in order to accurately assess that.
That's all I'm telling you. The only they said is that they were on the field trip. And, oh, excuse me, and I forgot to tell y'all, they had chaperones on this trip. It was like eight chaperones on the trip. And none of them, you know, got in trouble at all. Just the students who were involved in the sexual act and the girl who told after the fact. So I don't, you know, and the mom is getting a lawyer, though, to sue, because she's saying her child was, you know, unlawfully or unrightfully suspended from school or what have you. I don't know. But let's see, I think that's all I have for you guys today. Yeah. Okay, so it's a short one today, and that's all I have for you guys. I love you, and I'll have more for you on Wednesday. But, yeah, whatever you do, do it well. Thank you.
Do it well, and we love you back. Entertainment National News with CeeLo out of Charlotte.
I can't change what I are. I love to drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the the nightclub, post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Monday here on TM Hyman Radio Live. You just heard the new one from Vain Natural. Thanks for joining us this evening. We had a really good conversation, a lot of guests. We have our regulars online, Sincere, James, who actually we haven't heard from in a while, but we're glad he's back. And then we also have our staff and our host here, TM. And
y'all know we can never do a good show without our good friends stopping by from Washington, D.C. Give it up for Coop, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I just called in because I see y'all doing a good lot of good stuff tonight. You know, Sincere, he's doing nice things for people and everything.
Hey, so, yeah, that's what's up. That was definitely a pleasant surprise. We know whose pockets are deep around here.
Nah, it ain't got to be about deep pockets. It's about, you know, good heart, man. Just,
yeah,
you know, that's just
real.
A good move.
That's just a good move, man.
Hey, but see, me personally, I'm the opposite of that person. I'm the person that I've never had a problem making money. I can always figure out a way to make money. I'm the person that's just, I'm getting better in my old age, but I'm irresponsible with money.
Coop, ain't nobody pimping in 2011.
Okay. It ain't tricking in 2011.
We ain't trying to make our money like that, Coop. Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, Coop, why is it so easy for you to be able to make money?
I don't know.
Have you always
just
been a hustler by nature?
it just always is. I just stumble into it. It just always has. I'll stumble into it, and it's always been that way for me.
Is that because you are a opportunist? You're always looking for opportunity. You're always open for opportunities. Because I do believe somebody said it earlier. You are what you attract, and if you're somebody that's always open, then guess what? Opportunity is going to always come your way.
I've had jobs where you know you're working on an hourly basis and you get overtime, right? And I'll come there and they're getting overtime, but once I come there, I figure out new ways to get overtime, and I mean get a whole lot of overtime. And dudes that I work with will be like, "Damn, how the hell do you do it? How do you?" And so they love it because I'm getting them overtime too. And it's just, I don't know, just the way my mind functions. That I'll do that. I'm trying to learn different ways. Like I was talking to my mother. My mother is really good with money. I was talking to her about, I was thinking about getting my daughter a Wii so me and her could play a Wii and everything and stuff. But then I had read that a new one is coming out in 2012. And I'm like, well, there's no need to go ahead and get one now. And there's a new one coming out next year. I'll just wait. My mother's thing was, she was like, well, since you were planning on doing it, take the money and get a CD. Go to your credit union and get a CD. So you'll make some interest off the money. And that's how people with money
while you waiting
make more money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, but I also understand, like with the caller, where the caller was saying that they make X number of dollars, they don't have this and that left. Because, see, I mean, you probably some from the conversation we had on here, I'm big on politics. Well, I get on Facebook, and I go on the little Glenn Beck page and argue with the little Tea Party people. Sometimes, and I was talking to this one guy. We got into a deep conversation. He was a Tea Partier, and he was, you know, against Social Security, Medicare, and everything. And I told him about my grandmother. My grandmother worked cleaning hotels, doing people's laundry, rich people, and everything. Well, when it came time to retire, all she had was Social Security. And I'm like, I'm sure there's other people like that now that worked hard all their lives, didn't ask for handouts, but weren't able to save because everything they came in. Even when more came in, it was still things that needed to be taken care of. So they couldn't say, they couldn't do 401ks, or they couldn't buy CDs, they couldn't do this and that. And so that's why I say it's our responsibility as people that have more to put into Social Security and other things like that. So the people that have less that can't do it, but are still helping keep us up, can have a way to enjoy life in the later years. And so, I mean, so I understand that person that says, oh, I only make $7 an hour, and in a month I only have this, and I can't do anything else.
Right. I think that's a great point. Sincere spoke about his grandmother raising him and nine others of his cousins, you know, coming up, and how people had to help her along the way. Sincere, you know,
yep.
I would assume that the grandkids – are now taking care of Grandma in her old age, right? How is that working out for Grandma these days?
Yeah, I sure am taking care of Grandma. I can't speak on what everybody else did. I mean, I'm going to tell you, one thing I've learned from my experience is we all grew up in the same house, but we all took different lessons from this lady. I mean, my grandmother had the whole neighborhood spending night at her house at times, feeding the whole neighborhood.
I remember.
For what she did.
I was there
a couple of nights. I mean, for all of us to pack in that crib, and my grandmother getting Social Security, and she'd clean people's houses here and there, and I understand why the Tea Party is want to take away entitlements, what they call it. I mean, but by the time we get old, it won't be here. I mean, but me, politically speaking, I'm a socialist, and I believe that everything I have, everything else, everybody else should have. So
right.
what I tried to do for the caller was what each and every one of us should be doing for somebody that we know that's going through hard times, because I didn't get where I am without help. Somebody helped me.
Right.
The whole way along the way. And I mean, to touch on what Coop said, how he always just tends to find money. The reason you find money finds you, is because it's something that you're doing that is good in the eyes of God. And God always takes care of those who try to help other people out, point blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can definitely attest to that one. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I am proud to listen to this program and to be a part of this program. Some intelligent dudes with some good hearts stop past this show. That's what's cracking.
Yeah.
That's what's good. 16 minutes left in this show. 917-889-3926. Hey, appreciate your comments, your feedback, your emails. You know, we always got your new music first. Hit us up if you want to get your stuff in rotation. We'll play it at least once, even if it's whack as hell. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, this is a new one from Law. It's called Save Me. We'll be right back. Your new music first. Are you a good steward of your finances? I'm about to unleash a plethora of just good tips for you, okay? Just remember to always withdraw cash only from ATMs that do not charge a fee. How would you know that? Google it. ATMs in your area. Just do a Google. Put ATM and put your zip code. And put fee-free or no charge ATM and then put your zip code in Google. It'll tell you. Again, sit down. Spend 1 hour to organize your financial files. 1 hour. Write down one financial goal you intend to accomplish within the next week. You know, you got to do it. Borrow books, DVDs, and CDs from the library instead of buying them. Write down everything you do that requires spending money so that you can get a sense of where your money goes. Do that for like a month straight, you know? No, for real. Pay your bills on time. Stop incurring interest fees and penalties because your stuff is coming in late and you're dinging yourself on your credit.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. Come on. Have you created an emergency fund? Do you pay yourself after you pay God? Come on. These are things that are in step with being a good steward. Go ahead, CeeLo.
I was going to say, and take advantage of, like, service centers. Like, if you're going to go out of town and, like, say you bank with a local bank, you know, take out enough cash or even get, like, maybe an American Express card or whatever. You know, take the cash out, you know, while you're still at home. Put the money on the American Express card so you can take that with you so you won't incur any other fees, you know, or get a card that doesn't charge fees that
American Express is reputable. That's a good brand. Avoid payday lenders and check cashing services, my friends. If you have to go to a check cashing place, that's a sign that you're not doing good.
Yo, that place used to be, I'm telling you, like about a couple years ago, I'm so serious though, I will say this, the payday loan place was like the best thing since sliced bread for me. Especially, like, and at the time I had my mother in my house, my mother, my sister, and my whomever he was.
I repeat, if you're using a check cashing place, you're not doing good.
Yes, but that's the point I was getting to, is the fact that, and I wasn't, but I was the only one paying bills also. You know what I'm saying? I was the only one holding the house down. So that was my way of robbing Peter to pay Paul. But the funny thing is that you got to still make another way to get yourself out of that hole. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So
it seems to be about behaviors overall. It's like we have to develop good financial habits. We have to change the behaviors that we're exhibiting now that are not producing good benefits and get
absolutely
into a new
preach,
act.
Brother.
It seems to be that, you know, everybody is used to doing these things, and we have to be able to separate the necessity from the needless. It's an old proverb that says, he who sows the seeds of needless self-indulgence shall reap the whirlwinds of great humiliation and trouble. We have to keep that first in our mind.
Preaching, brother.
That unless it's a necessary thing, then we should go ahead and live without it so that we can make our financial future that much better.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And the thing is, we need to teach our children. Coop was telling me about children's books that this woman that used to run the FDIC, and she had written like some, you know, children's books or whatever. I mean, it really needs to start early because a lot of us were not taught to save our money. I mean,
it's
the
true.
Closest thing I heard of someone saving money is when I was a teenager and I met my stepmother, who her family joked about. All of them used to get, I think it was like a quarter a week allowance, right? They said everyone else would spend their quarters or whatever on Ed Candy Lady or whatever. My stepmom would keep her quarters. They joked and said she probably bought her first house with all those quarters that she saved. You know what I'm saying? Because they said they never saw her spend, but she had a nice amount of money to put down, you know what I'm saying, on her house. And so, I mean, the thing is.
Lesson there. and we can't miss it. Parents, encourage your children to take advantage of financial education courses at school.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But you, and
it
we
is
gotta,
about
we behavior. Gotta talk to our kids. We need to talk to our kids, especially like our older, our teenage children. We need to sit them down with us when you're budgeting your bills and all that stuff to show them how it's done so that they're not lost when they get out there, so they don't get, caught up by the zero interest credit for, 3 months. And then, like they end up with major debt by the time they're 23,
Parents should spend at least an hour talking to their children about the importance of, saving money. You got to do it. Folks, make a plan for achieving one long-term financial goal. That's just the bottom line. Get a copy of a credit report, as often as you can. Make a spending plan for next month. You got to just start where you are. Start where you are. A lot of people can't see the future, can't see light because it's so dark. Just start where you are. Want to do better and start doing better. 5 minutes left in the show. Hey, I appreciate each and every one of you. And you out there, regardless of where you are in the world, thanks for rocking with us. We're just trying to help each other. That's what this platform is for, and you help us to make it happen. Toya Live out of Newark tonight. DD Live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. CeeLo Live out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. We got Virginia. We got James in Virginia. Hey, we got folks in New York tuned in, LA tuned in. I think that's Jamaica. Jamaica's new. Hey, welcome to the show. Wow.
Hey, that could be the new name of the new island. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? Tampa,
Virginia? That's the name of the island. We're cheating the brand.
Virginia.
It's a couple of us up here. Can we meet in agreement so we can get Tampa, Virginia popping?
No, not at all. Hey, back hump day Wednesday, 10 p.m. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, last minute comments. Hey, Sincere, you the man of the hour. Appreciate you, bro.
I love strippers.
He's giving to a good cause. It's all about charitable giving.
Hey, take us home, angels. Thanks for rocking, folks.
Give freely and openly, open-heartedly, and whatever you do, do it well.
Word up. Hey, trim the fat wherever you can. Don't have premium channels and you ain't got no money saved.
I don't have cable at all if you don't have any money saved.
That's real. Hey, James, stand by, man, because I want you to repeat that last scripture you said before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Hey, wait a minute. I got to have my premium channels, man. I can't.
Hey, you got money, though, so get out of here.
Nah, hey, but look, I'm going to – hey, wait a minute. When CeeLo was making a comment about the little girl – who saw the people having sex and everything.
Right.
The only thing that little girl learned out of this whole thing is her ass shouldn't have said shit. what did they teach that little girl? She decided to tell later on after she got her courage up and she got in trouble. They taught her that she shouldn't have said nothing.
Nothing. No mayor. Take us home.
Just like Sincere.
Hey, James, repeat that, and we're getting out of here, everybody.
Word. He who sows the seeds of needless self-indulgence shall reap the whirlwinds of great humiliation and trouble.
Good night.
Yeah. It's my bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo. That can be your hideaway. Don't make her happy. you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner.
A winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to.
No.
A cruise to the island, gotta get a smile.
Hey.
Hit South Beach, ride down Collins. No window shopping, that's for the party.
That.
So take it off the wall and put it on your body.
Let go.
She ain't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor with my condo. That can be your hideaway.
Low.
I can play the bar, tell me you just tell me what the pose.
What you want?
You know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo.
Shoot out to London, Lando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short and so fly, red bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling.
She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Stop flowing with my condo.
Live talk radio show. CMPM Hyman live talk radio show. CDPM Hyman live talk radio show. Live talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.